What other clinical research efforts and studies are you involved with right now?
We're doing the second of the zaliprodin studies. You might remember I presented the zaliprodin data before, looking at zaliprodin as a potential neuroprotector for oxaliplatin. So we're doing the second of those trials, which is essentially a confirmatory trial, but trying to answer or address some of the issues from the first trial that we, in retrospect, we probably didn't design that trial as well as we might have done. So what we've done in the second trial is to continue the zaliprodin for longer and to look much more closely at the neuropathy. So we have neurophysiological testing within that trial, which will, I think, nail down that whole question much more tightly.
Can you talk a little bit about what exactly zaliprodin is and how it's hypothesized to work and what we know about it at this point?
So zaliprodin is a drug that potentially is a neuroprotector. It was designed initially for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It was actually the initial disease condition in which the drug was tested. It didn't work very well in that particular condition. It's also been tested in Alzheimer's disease, and the results of that are not yet known. The trials are ongoing. So there's a potential neuroprotector. And in the model systems of oxaliplatin and platinum-based neuropathy, the drug was very active. And that's what set the ball rolling in terms of trying to do the clinical trials. And of course, the advantage to that would be if you had something that stopped oxaliplatin's neuropathy, then you could do two things. One is you could give more oxaliplatin, and that might mean that you had more activity. The other is that you could give the same amount of oxaliplatin and avoid the neurotoxicity. And I think both of them are things which are sensible and reasonable to do. What we chose to do was not to try and get more oxaliplatin in, but to try and get the same amount of oxaliplatin in, but reduce the neuropathy.